Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville.
Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon. I'm Carol Larson, and today on Lunchtime Classics, we are really happy to be featuring the New Albany High School a cappella singers in excerpts from the Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan. And just to let you know, they will be doing two complete performances of this little operetta, May 17th, that's a Sunday, and May 18th, Monday, at 7:30 at New Albany High School, and the tickets will be sold at the door. So we have the great fortune of having them come here today and listening to excerpts from this wonderful operetta. And let's get into the cast of characters. By the way, today is Sullivan's birthday, Sir Arthur Seymour Sullivan, and he was born today in 1842, so it's a day to celebrate his birthday. And speaking of the Mikado, here are the cast of characters for today's performance. The Mikado of Japan is Eli Raines, Nanki Poo his son, Caleb Pfaff, Coco, the Lord High Executioner, Taylor Nicholson, and then Pishtush, a noble lord, is Hunter Hartman, Kadisha, an elderly lady, is Hannah Lohmeyer, and the three sisters, Yum Yum, Pitty Singh, and Peep Bo, are Colleen McGurk, Sydney Majors, and Sarah Nail. And our compass today is Daniel M. Thank you for being here. And we're going to get started right away, and we have several pieces and several excerpts to sing from today. And we're going to get started with A Wandering Minstrel sung by Nanki Poo.
A wandering minstrel I, a thing of shreds and patches, of bell and songs and snatches, and dreamy lullaby. My catalogue is long through every passion ranging, and to your humors changing, I tune my supple song, I tune my supple song. Are you in sentimental mood? I'll sigh with you. Oh, sorrow. On maiden's coldness do you brood? I'll do so too. Oh, sorrow, sorrow. I'll charm your willing ears with songs of lover's fears, while sympathetic tears my cheeks bedew. Oh, sorrow, sorrow. But if patriotic sentiment is wanted, I've patriotic ballads cut and dried. For where'er a country's banner may be planted, all other local banners are defied. Our warriors in serried ranks assemble, never quail or they conceal it if they do. And I shouldn't be surprised if nations tremble before the mighty troops, the troops of Titi Poo.
Thank you, Caleb Pfaff, and that was Caleb Pfaff singing Nanki Poo, the son of the Mikado, from the Mikado here on Lunchtime Classics. And we're going to go now to our next excerpt. The piece is called Our Great Mikado, Virtuous Man. This is sung by Pishtush, a noble lord. Hunter Hartman, thank you for being here.
Thank you. great Mikado virtuous man, when he to rule our land began, resolved to try a plan whereby young men might best be steadied. So he decreed in words succinct that all who flirted, little winked, unless Kanubia Li Ling should forthwith be beheaded, 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 should forthwith be beheaded. And I expect you'll all agree that he was right to so decree, and I am right, and you are right, and all is right can be. And all is right can be, right as right can be. The stern decree, you'll understand, caused great dismay throughout the land, for young and old and shy and bold were equally affected. The youth who winked a roving eye, or breathed the non-connubial sigh, was thereupon condemned to die. He usually objected, 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 he usually objected. And you'll allow, as I expect, that he was right to so object, and I am right, and you are right, and everything is quite correct. And everything is quite correct, all is quite correct. And so we stray led out on bail, a convict from the county jail, whose head was next on some pretext condemned to be mown off, and made him headsman for, we said, who's next to be decapitated cannot cut off another's head until he's cut his own off, his own off, his own off, until he's cut his own off. And we are right, I think you'll say, to argue in this kind of way, and I am right, and you are right, and all is right through the lay. And I am right, and you are right, and all is right.
And that was the character Pish Tush from the Mikado here, a noble lord, Hunter Hartman, singing. The piece was Our Great Mikado Virtuous Man. Well, we're here with the a cappella singers from New Albany High School on our Lunchtime Classics broadcast, doing excerpts from The Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan. And next up, we're going to hear a piece called As Someday It May Happen. The character singing this is Coco, Coco played by Taylor Nicholson. Thank you, Taylor.
Someday it may happen that a victim must be found. I've got a little list, I've got a little list of society offenders who may well be underground, who never would be missed, who never would be missed. There's the corporation CEOs with million-dollar jobs, and Bernie Madoff smirking about the people that he robs, and AIG and Chrysler and investment bankers who can manage money very well, so must depend on you. It really doesn't matter whom you put upon the list, that none of them be missed, that none of them be missed. And Rush Limbaugh on the radio, who isn't very nice, a loudmouth egoist, I've got him on the list. All funny fellows, comic men, and clowns of private life, they'd none of them be missed, they'd none of them be missed. Apologetic statesmen of a compromising kind, like the governor of Illinois, who must have lost his mind, and and what's his name, and also you know who. The task of filling in the blanks I'd rather leave to you. It really doesn't matter whom you put upon the list, they'd none of them be missed, they'd none of them be missed.
And that was a more humane Mikado never did in Japan exist. That was very, very funny. Thank you for singing that. Well, we're going to hear from Sydney Majors after our next piece, and she's going to give us a little synopsis of this wonderful, wonderful operetta. I do want to say thank you to Dr. David Lamb for being the pianist here. David, thank you. And also the conductor of the New Albany a cappella singers is Linda DeRungs. So, Sydney, are you going to sing or are you going to talk?
Yes, I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing Brave the Raven Hare.
And that's Pity Sing, the character from the Mikado, correct? Okay, Sydney Majors.
Thank you.
That was Sydney Majors singing Braid the Raven Hare as the character Pity Sing from the Mikado. And so, Sydney, you're going to tell us a little bit about this Mikado. She's going to give us a little synopsis of this crazy story.
Yes, actually, the story is about this guy named Nanki Poo, and he's the son of the Mikado, and he runs away from home for a while and changes his identity so he doesn't have to marry Katashaw, his bride-to-be. And so he ends up falling in love with Yum Yum, who has two other sisters, Peepo and Pity Sing, and they're the wards of Coco, who is the Lord High Executioner of Japan. And it's just a crazy story, and because of Coco being the Lord High Executioner, he has to follow the laws of Japan, and one of the laws are if a man is beheaded, then his wife has to be buried alive. And Nanki Poo ends up taking the place of someone who's to be beheaded, and it's just a crazy story, and it goes on and on and on, and
it's pretty
there's
gruesome.
A bunch of twists and turns. Yeah, it's very, it's It's Gilbert and Sullivan. Everything's exactly. over the top and everything's exactly. exaggerated, like, to the max. And it's very, very funny. It's a comedy.
Yes, and so tell us again when we're going to be performing these at New Albany High School.
We'll be having a performance this coming Sunday, the 17th, and Monday, the 18th.
7:30 p.m., is that
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are sold at the door. This is at New Albany High School in New Albany, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you, Sydney. Well, next up, we have another piece now from the Mikado. We're going to hear The Sun Whose Rays Are All Ablaze. The character is Yum Yum, and this is Colleen McGurk. Take it, Colleen.
The sun whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory does not deny his majesty, he scorns to tell a story. He won't exclaim, I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent. But fierce and bold in fiery gold, he glories all effulgent.
That was Colleen McGurk singing The Sun Whose Rays Are All Ablaze. The character from the Mikado is Yum Yum. Well, we're going to be going to another piece in just a moment, but I thought we'd take a couple minutes and talk to some of the folks here. And I'm going to ask Nikki Poo, Caleb Faith, actually, to come up and just talk a little bit about school. And so, Caleb, what year are you in New Albany High School?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman?
Yeah.
Wow. And how did you get into the New Albany Singers?
New Albany Theater, whenever we first moved here, I just
auditioned
for a show, and I've liked the music ever since. So,
what's the most fun thing about being in the New Albany Singers?
Everything. The Mikado.
There you go.
The Mikado right
the
now.
The Mikado, and yeah. You just love all the wonderful music that
yeah,
you sing. It's a great group. Yeah, and Linda DeRungs
does
a great job with it.
Yeah, she does.
So you're only a freshman, so you've got three more years to
yeah.
be. That's great news. That's very great news. Thank you. Thank you very much,
Thank
Caleb.
You.
Let's talk to Coco, Lord High Executioner, Taylor. So, Taylor, what year are you here at New Albany High School?
I'm a junior.
So next year you're going to graduate.
Yes,
what do you think you're going to do?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Major in music in some music school?
I'm hoping to do something in the music industry.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Great. What's your favorite subject?
What's my favorite subject?
Besides singing and New Albany High School chorus and a cappella singers and recess and lunch.
Well, I mean, you got them all right there. I don't
Well, great.
You nailed it.
I nailed it. Well, thank you very much. And we'll have one more come up. Why don't we have Colleen come back up here? Miss Yum Yum. And Colleen, well, many of you were here, we were all here several weeks ago when you did that wonderful jazz concert. Colleen, what year are you?
I'm a junior.
So you graduate next year also.
Yeah.
And what will you be doing when you graduate, do you think?
I don't know, but I definitely want to go to IU. So.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's a lot. You all have beautiful voices, and this has been such a joy. And so how long have you been? Have you been in the New Albany a cappella singers for 3 years?
Yeah, since freshman year.
Wow. So you've learned a lot of repertoire, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's fantastic. It's one of the really best groups around, I think, in the area. And so you're really blessed to be in there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here today.
Thanks.
Okay, well, let's go on to some more music. As I just want to remind our listening audience that this is Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, featuring the New Albany High School a cappella singers as they perform excerpts from Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado. And today is Sir Arthur Sullivan's birthday, born in 1842. And next up, we're going to hear A More Humane Mikado Never Did in Japan Exist. We've got the Mikado, and that's Eli Raines and Cast. Take it away.
A more humane Mikado never did in Japan exist. To nobody's second, I'm certainly reckoned a true philanthropist. It is my very humane endeavor to make to some extent each evil liver a running river of harmless merriment. My object, oh sublime, I shall achieve in time to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment. All prosy, dull society sinners who chatter and bleat and bore are sent to hear sermons from mystical Germans who preach from 10 till 4. The amateur tenor whose vocal villainies all desire to shirk shall during off-hours exhibit his powers to Madame Tussaud's waxwork. The lady who dyes a chemical yellow or stains her gray hair puce or pinches her figure is black with vigor and permanent walnut juice. The idiot who in railway carriages scribbles on window panes, we only suffer to ride on a buffer in parliamentary trains. My object, all sublime, I shall achieve in time to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
His object, all sublime, he will achieve in time to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
Advertising quack who wearies with tales of countless cures, his teeth I've enacted shall all be extracted by terrified amateurs. The music hall singer attends a series of artmises and fugues and ops by Bach interwoven with Spohr and Beethoven at classical Monday pops. The billiard sharp whom anyone catches, his doom's extremely hard. He's made to dwell in a dungeon cell on a spot that's always barred, and there he plays extravagant matches in fitless finger stalls on a cloth untrue with a twisted cue and elliptical billiard balls. My object, all sublime, I shall achieve in time to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
His object, all sublime, he shall achieve in time to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
And that was from the Mikado. It was A More Humane Mikado Never Did in Japan Exist, with Eli Raines as the Mikado of Japan in this performance with the cast of crazy characters from the New Albany High School a cappella singers. Thank you, guys. Well, we're going to get to some more music in just a moment, but I want to remind our listening audience that today is the birthday of Sir Arthur Sullivan. He was born on May 13th in 1842. He was actually the son of a bandmaster, and his talent earned him a scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music. And are you ready for this? His instructors believed that he had a greater gift than Johannes Brahms. So in the face of such lavish praise, his work in operettas, regardless of their popularity, was considered a waste of a tremendous talent. So he composed many serious works during his lifetime, but his reputation has always been associated with his operettas like this one, the Mikado, or any of the GNS operettas as we know them. He was remembered by his colleagues as a remarkable wit, and perhaps his greatest musical gift was his ability to compose music to fit any lyric, any scene, in any mood. And then, of course, the librettist was William Schwenk Gilbert, born in 1836. And he was born in England just before the reign of Victoria. He studied law, but he soon turned his attention to writing. And he published stories, wrote plays, and did dramatic criticism, living the life of a typical British gentleman. And I think we all know that he was a very temperamental person. And one of his associates once said that, and I quote, "He always gave the impression that he got up in the morning just to see with whom he could have a quarrel," end quote. So a little bit about Gilbert and Sullivan. And again, we're doing excerpts from the Mikado as being presented by the New Albany High School a cappella singers. The performances of this full Mikado are this coming Sunday and Monday, the 17th and 18th, 7:30 p.m. at New Albany High School. Tickets will be sold at the door. And we're going to go to three pieces right now, Alone and Yet Alive, On a Tree by a River, A Little Tom Tit, and There is Beauty in the Bellow of the Blast. Here's Akasha and Coco.
Alone and yet alive. Oh, sepulcher, my soul is still my body's prisoner. Remote the peace that death alone can give. My doom to wait, my punishment to live. Hearts do not break, they sting and ache for old love's sake, but do not die. Though with each breath they long for death, as witnesseth the living eye, the living eye, oh, living eye, come tell me why, when hope is gone, dost thou stay?
Katishaw?
The miscreant who wronged me of my love, but vengeance pursues, they are heating the cauldron.
Katishaw, behold a suppliant at your feet. Katishaw, mercy!
Mercy? Had you mercy on him? See here, you have slain my love. He did not love me, but he would have loved me in time. I am an acquired taste. Only the educated palate can appreciate me. I was educating his palate when he left me. Well, he is dead, and where shall I find another? It takes years to train a man to love me. Am I to go through the weary round again, and at the same time implore mercy from you, who robbed me of my prey? I mean my pupil. Just as his education was on the point of completion, oh, where shall I find another?
Here!
What?
Katishaw, For years I have loved you with a white, hot passion that is slowly but surely consuming my very vitals. Shrink not from me. If there is aught of woman's mercy in your heart, turn not away from a lovesick suppliant whose every fibre thrills at your tiniest touch. True is that, under a poor mask of disgust, I have endeavoured to conceal a passion whose inner fibres are broiling the soul within me. But the fire will not be smothered. It defies all attempts at extinction, and breaking forth all the more eagerly from its long restraint, it declares itself in words that cannot be weighed, cannot be schooled, and should not be too severely criticized. Katushaw, I dare not hope for your love, but I will not live without it. Darling!
You, whose hands still reek with the blood of my betrothed, dare to address words of passion to the woman you have so foully wronged?
I do! Accept my love, or I perish on the spot.
Go to, who knows so well as I that no one has ever yet died of a broken heart.
You know not what you say. Listen.
On a tree by a river, a little tomtit sang willow, tit, willow. And I said to him, Dickie bird, why do you sit singing willow, tit, willow, tit, willow? Is it weakness of intellect, birdie, I cried, or a rather tough worm on your little inside? With a shake of his poor little head, he replied, oh, willow, tit, willow, tit, willow. He slapped at his chest as he sat on the bough, singing willow, tit, willow, tit, willow. And a cold perspiration bespangled his brow, oh, willow, tit, willow, tit, willow. He sobbed and he sighed, a gurgle he gave, then he plunged himself into the billowy wave. And an echo arose from the suicide's grave. Oh, willow, tit, willow, tit, willow. Now I feel just as sure as I'm sure that my name isn't willow, tit, willow, tit, willow. That was blighted affection that made him exclaim, oh, willow, tit, willow, tit, willow. And if you remain callous and obdurate, I shall perish as he did, and you will know why, though I probably shall not exclaim as I die, oh, willow, tit, willow.
Did he really die of love?
He really did.
All on account of a cruel little head?
Yes!
Poor little chap!
It's an affecting tale, and quite true. I knew the bird intimately.
Did you? He must have been very fond of her.
His devotion was something extraordinary.
Oh, poor little chap! And if I refuse you, will you go and do the same?
At once!
No, no, you mustn't. Anything but that. No, I am a silly little goose.
You are.
And you won't hate me just because I'm a teeny weeny wee bit bloodthirsty, will you?
Hate you? Oh, Katushaw, is there not beauty even in bloodthirstiness?
My idea exactly. There is beauty in the bellow of the blast. There is grandeur in the growling of the gale. There is eloquent outpouring when the lion is a-roaring and the tiger is a-lashing of his tail.
Yes, I like to see a tiger from the Congo or the Niger, and especially when lashing of his tail.
Volcanoes have a splendor that is grim, and earthquakes only terrify the dolts. But to him who's scientific, there is nothing that's terrific in the falling of a flight of thunderbolts.
Yes, in spite of all my meekness, if I have a little weakness, it's a passion for a flight of thunderbolts.
If that is so, sing daddy down daddy, it's evident, very our tastes are one. Away we'll go, and merrily, merry, nor tardily, tarry till day is done.
beauty in extreme old age. Do you fancy you are elderly enough? Information I'm requesting on a subject interesting is a maiden only better when she's tough.
Throughout this wide dominion, it's the general opinion that she'll last a good deal longer when she's tough.
Are you old enough to marry, do you think? Won't you wait until you're 80 in the shade? There's a fascination frantic in a ruin that's romantic. Do you think that you're sufficiently decayed?
To the matter that you mention, I have given some attention, and I think I am sufficiently decayed. If that is so,
sing daddy down daddy, it's evident, very our tastes are one. Away we'll go and merrily, merry, not heartily, tarry till day is done. If that is so, sing daddy down daddy, it's evident, very our tastes are one. Away we'll go and merrily, merry, not heartily, tarry till day is done. Sing daddy down daddy, we'll merrily, merry, not heartily, tarry till day is done.
Well, there's a scene from Mikado with the Katisha and Coco, performing here as the Katisha Hannah Lohmeyer and as Coco Taylor Nicholson. These are from the a cappella singers of New Albany High School, and we're doing excerpts from the Mikado. And we're going to get to another work in just a minute, but I thought I'd bring Eli Raines up here for a moment. He's playing the Mikado of Japan. And Eli, what year are you in school?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. What are you going to do next year?
I'm going to U of L to study music.
Well, what a surprise. Well, that's awesome. Tell me about your character, the Mikado. What do you have to think about? What do you have to do to become that character?
My character is very bloodthirsty, and I love to see people being executed and tortured. And I'm also very aloof and regal, and I'm one of a kind.
That's what they tell me in school, too. No, just joking. Well, you're doing a great job, and are you looking forward to the performances?
Yes, I am.
And graduating, I'm sure.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you, Eli. Thank you very much for being here. And let's bring up, who haven't we talked to? Hunter Hartman, have we talked to you yet? I don't think we have. Hunter, playing the character of Pishtush, a noble lord in the Mikado. And you are what year?
I'm a sophomore.
So you've got a couple more years to go. So you still have more repertoire to learn and more fun in the school.
Most definitely.
That's awesome. So tell me about your character, Pishtush. What is a noble lord? What is that person doing?
I'm kind of a warrior, I guess you would say. That's what I'm kind of portraying it as. And I'm just kind of that fill-in character, I guess. Honestly, that's all you can really say about it. And
we know we need fill-ins.
But
you're having fun doing it.
Most definitely.
That's great. You look like you're having a ball.
Yeah.
What's the most fun thing about singing with the New Albany a cappella singers?
Just all the different experiences, all the different people in the group, you know.
It's quite a cast of characters, isn't it?
There's everything from football players to the thespians. There's just everything.
Everything, yeah.
And we do so many different things throughout the year.
It's a great experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. And I haven't had a chance to actually talk to Sarah DeSantis here, isn't she? Sarah Nail, hi. Peepo. Indeed. Come on up to the microphone. And you are what year in school?
Senior.
And you're going to do what next year?
I'm going to go to Florida College.
And study?
Speech pathology.
How wonderful is that? But you'll keep singing, I'm sure.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And so you're Peep Bo, which is hard to say. I'm used to saying Bo Peep. Peep Bo. And tell me, Sarah, about Peep Bo.
Well, she's one of the three sisters, and she's just a very giggly, fun character. I would say she's kind of the dumbest of the three sisters, just to put it politely. And she's kind of envious of Yum Yum and Nanki Poo's love for each other. And she kind of develops this kind of sarcastic attitude, but she's really fun. And
apparently.
I really like it.
Well, let's bring up the other sisters, Yum Yum, Colleen McGurk. And we have Sydney Majors as Pitti Singh, and you're going to be doing a piece right now. This is one of the famous pieces from the Mikado, Three Little Maids from School Are We. So let's hear the Three Little Maids. Thank you.
Three little maids from school are we, pert and schoolgirl well can be, filled to the brim with girlish glee. Three little maids from school, everything is a source of fun. Nobody safe, for we care for none. Life is a joke that's just begun. Three little maids from school, three little maids who all unwary come from a lady.
from a genius to Tulare. Three little maids from school, three little maids from school.
One little maid is a bride, yum yum. Two little maids in attendance come. Three little maids is a total sum.
Three little maids from school.
From three little maids, take one away.
Two little maids remain and they
won't have to wait very long, they say.
Three little maids from school.
Three little maids from school.
Three little maids who all unwary come from a lady's seminary. Freed from a genius tutelary. Three little maids from school. Three little maids from school.
That's such a great piece. And we're going to continue now with excerpts from the Mikado with a piece called The Criminal Cried As He Dropped Him Down. This is Coco and Pitti Singh. Coco being Taylor Nicholson and Pitti Singh here is Sydney Majors.
The criminal cried as he dropped him down in a state of wild alarm. With a frightful, frantic, fearful frown, I bared my big right arm. I seized him by his little pigtail, and on his knees fell he. As he squirmed and struggled and gurgled and guggled, I drew my Snickers knee. My Snickers knee. Oh, never shall I forget the cry or shriek that shriek at he. As I gnashed my teeth, when from its sheath I drew my Snickers knee.
We know him well, he cannot tell untrue or groundless tales. He always tries to utter lies, and every time he fails. He shivered and shook as he gave the sign for the stroke he didn't deserve. When all of a sudden his eye met mine, and it seemed to brace his nerve. For he nodded his head and kissed his hand, and he whistled and air did he. As a saber true cut cleanly through his cervical vertebrae. His vertebrae. When a man's afraid, a beautiful maid is a cheering sight to see. And it's oh, I'm glad that moment sad was soothed by the sight of me. Her terrible tale you can't assail, with truth it quite agrees. Her taste exact for faultless fact amounts to a disease.
And more music from the Mikado is sung by Coco and Pitti Singh. And we're going to go to a little reprise now of the Braid the Raven's Hair. It's Pitti Singh and Bo Peep. That's wrong. It's Peep Bo. And Peep Bo is sung by Sarah Nail and Pitti Singh here by Sydney Majors. What is the setup of the scene here?
Sorry. This is actually the scene of Yum Yum. We're getting her ready for her wedding.
Oh.
We're singing about her and we're making her up and fixing her.
All kinds of stuff. Bachelorette party.
And how lucky she is.
Okay, well, let's take it from the top.
Thank you.
to. When your summons start, like a frightened roe, flutter, little heart, color come and go.
The Raven Hair, sung by Beep Poe. I can't say that. I'd rather say Bo Peep. It's Beep Poe and Pity Sing. Oh, I'll get that out. And we're doing excerpts from the Messiah, that too, from the Mikado, featuring the New Albany High School a cappella singers. And we're really delighted to have them here today. And we're going to continue with Were You Not Too Coco Plighted, Nanki Poo and Yum Yum. Nanki Poo is the Mikado's son, that's Caleb Pfaff, and Yum Yum here is Colleen McGurk.
Were you not too cocoa plighted, I would say in tender tone, loved one, let us be united, let us be each other's own. I would merge all rank and station, worldly sneers are not to us, and to mark my admiration, I would kiss you fondly thus. I would kiss you fondly thus.
But as I'm engaged to Coco, to embrace you thus, Confuco would distinctly be no choco, and for that I should get Toco.
Toco,
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 Toco, Toco.
So in spite of all temptation, such a theme I'll not discuss, and on no consideration will I kiss you fondly thus. Will I kiss you fondly thus? Let me make it clear to you, this is what I'll never do. This, oh this, oh this, oh this, this is what I'll never, never do. This, oh this, oh this, oh this, this is what I'll never do.
I'll never do.
Oh, this, this
is what I'll never, never do.
From the Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan, we heard Were You Not Too Coco Plighted, Nanki Poo and Yum Yum. Nanki Poo here was Caleb Pfaff, and Yum Yum here was Colleen McGurk. I want to call up Sydney Majors to the microphone. She was Pity Sing, and haven't had a chance to talk to her yet. I know, Sydney, you are graduating, and tell us where you're going to be going next year and what you're
going
to do.
I'll be going to the University of Northern Colorado, and I will be majoring in musical theater.
How exciting is that? So there's four of you who are graduating this year. That is Eli Rains, Hannah Lohmeyer, you, Sydney, and Sarah Nail.
Yes.
So this is this your last performances?
Yep, we have a Broadway review next weekend, but that's just kind of like a
Is it sad? Or, I mean, is it happy or bittersweet?
It's kind of bittersweet.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. Well, I'm sure Linda DeRunks, who's the director of the New Albany High School a cappella singers, will miss you greatly, but I'm sure she's grooming others to come up. And it's great to see, you know, the graduates go and fly on their own as they go to college. Also want to thank Dr. David Lamb, as the pianist and accompanist today. Thank you, David. And, of course, as I said, conductor Linda DeRunks. I want to thank everybody for being here today. It's been a delight. Anything else you want to say about the Mikado? Just give the performances.
Just come see it. It's this coming Sunday and Monday night at 7:30 at New Albany High School, right across the river in New Albany, Indiana.
And tickets will be sold at the door. Thanks, everybody. Yes. And thank you for joining us today for Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5. Our audio engineer is Andy High. Lunch is provided by City Cafe. Visit us at WUOL.org for a list of upcoming concerts on Louisville's Fine Arts Station. Good afternoon.